Now, I also wanted to give you a compliment. I see your content almost every time I log into Instagram, and that's telling me that you're working it. Your content is really good. You showing your face, like there's no doubt that you have the professionalism. It's just we now need to get the eyeballs into your business.
Welcome to the Book More Clients Photography Podcast. You can stop spending hours on Google and YouTube because you just found your number one resource for growing a profitable and sustainable photography business. Hi, I'm Brooke Jefferson. I'm a believer, wife, mama to two, and Oklahoma family photographer. I left the classroom in 2018 to pursue my photography career full time. Now I'm here to help you do the same. In this podcast, we're covering the most asked about topics, including pricing, marketing, client experience, and all things systems and workflows. You won't find any fluff or BS here, just tried and true strategy. Are you ready? Grab your kids some snacks and charge those camera batteries. It's time to jump in. Today's episode is sponsored by IrisWorks. You guys know I love and use this incredible software in my own photography business. I could not run my business without it. It's my one-stop shop for booking sessions, automating my processes, and giving my clients an exceptional experience. Some of my favorite features include their booking calendars for both my regular sessions and mini sessions, the workflows, and email marketing. Whether you are in your first year or 10th, you definitely need to get your hands on IrisWorks so you can work less and put more profit in your pocket. Head to brookjefferson.com/iris and use code Brooke in all caps at checkout to save 20% off your first year's subscription. If you've ever struggled with the thought of, I really need to raise my prices, but I don't know if I'm in demand enough to do so, what the heck do I do? If you've ever asked yourself that or been in a situation where you have struggled with pricing and then also not getting as many inquiries or bookings that you want, then you're going to love this little clip that I'm going to play for you today from a coaching call that I did with my Blueprint students last summer. So Courtney is one of the photographers in the Blueprint group, and she asked such a good question that I'm like, man, I have to share this on the podcast because I know she cannot be the only one struggling with this problem. So go ahead, listen in to the advice that I give Courtney, and then let me know what your biggest takeaway was. And do you want to hear more clips of coaching sessions? You're going to hear another one next week as well. We're just going to get a feel for it. You guys let me know if you like it by shooting me a DM over on Instagram at the Brooke Jefferson. All right, you guys, enjoy today's episode.
So Courtney sent me this question and I was like, girl, this is a great question to come get coached on because I just, again, need more clarification on some of these things, which is exactly why this is supposed to be a two-way coaching call and not just me answering questions. Okay, so here is what she said. After running my cost of doing business, I realized that I need to be earning at least $200 more per session than what I'm currently charging. The problem is I haven't had a single inquiry for a newborn session since February. I'm just not being seen. So as I market myself, do I keep my prices the same and try to build a following, or do I raise my prices since no one has seen my old prices anyway? Okay, Courtney, let's talk about this a little bit. You can unmute yourself. Okay, tell me first, do you for sure know that you have not had anybody looking at your prices? Like, how do you know for sure you haven't had people interested in your stuff?
I guess I just know that people have not been reaching out, and I'm able to see like how many people are going through my website, and it's a very small number of people.
Okay. So. Yeah. And I know when I looked at your like social media and all of that, your following is more like in the lower numbers. That's not a negative thing. That just tells me a lot, right? Because we know based on like this for everybody, whatever your follower number is, for some of you, you have a larger following. But again, remember, I've challenged you and I've asked you guys, who is in your followers? Is it peers in the industry? Because if so, they're not here to hire you. You know what I mean? Like you guys are just being supportive. Or is it actual local clientele. And so always look at your following and figure out who's in there. And then keep in mind, I would say 10% or less, and 10% is really nice. Like, it's a really nice number. Most of us are having like this many people out of all those actually see us. And that's only if we're actually showing up and being consistent on that platform. So it feels like a lose-lose situation. I know it feels that way, but there are ways that you can start getting people to inquire. So I know I've asked you this before on a coaching call, but I'm asking you one more time. Where is the number one place, like looking at last year? And I know you're pivoting, right? You went from doing something else to, no, I really want to do newborns. But where was your number one lead source in the last 6 months to a year?
I would say word of mouth.
Okay. And then for your newborn clients, if they came by referral from someone else, how could you tap back into the referral? Like, how can you get these people to talk about you? Do people know that you have niched down to newborns?
They do. And it's something that I have announced on Instagram, and I keep trying to promote that I've niched down. But yeah, the problem is most of my little 10% following that sees me regularly, they're friends that do not have newborns. And okay. So I'm trying to get in front of a broader following.
Okay. How are you growing the amount of eyeballs that see you every single week? Like, are you getting in there and following new people? Are you getting out there and finding the pregnant moms? Like, are you doing any of that?
I'm a little bit stuck, to be honest with you. And I mean, really, I've just tried to put more effort into what I'm posting and how often I'm posting and showing my face. And then just doing local marketing, handing out business cards, reaching out to, you know, pregnant moms that I see in preschool or whatever, you know, things like that. I actually did drive by like an ultrasound center, like we had talked about, and they were appointment only. And so I wasn't able to get inside. So I'm probably going to have to call them and just ask, like, hey, can I swing by and box brochures? So.
Okay. That's homework number one. Before you come to my next call, you've got to make that phone call. Okay. Literally just call them. I've already given you the script. Go back to our call and listen to it and figure out what it is that you need to say. See what they say. Okay. If the ultrasound center doesn't work, I want you to continue finding ways. Go look at baby boutiques. Go look at like doulas in the area. You would be shocked. Like, if we have doulas here in Cowtown, there are doulas where you live too. Okay. They're out there. A lot of them work from home, but that's your base. That's your network, right? Those are the people that you need to get in the door with. The other thing that I was going to say was I want you to also go through your friends list, because you did say it is like word of mouth. Like, just go back to the people who have had a newborn recently or had a baby in the last year or two and go through their friends list or their followers until you can find somebody that looks like they have young children, right? Maybe they will potentially have more children, and see if you can't follow them. I know it's so awkward, but guys, it's really like waving to strangers. Okay. It's like, hey, I'm here, you know, whatever. Now, I also wanted to give you a compliment. I see your content almost every time I log into Instagram, and that's telling me that you're working it. Your content is really good. You showing your face, like, there's no doubt that you have the professionalism. It's just, we now need to get the eyeballs into your business. So use some of these strategies that we have talked about, and you're in a season of the hustle. Honestly, you are. And it sucks. I mean, it does. And I'll just be really transparent with you guys. I have been so lucky that I haven't really had to market my photography business in the last 2 years, because I spent 8 years building it, and then I got to reap the benefits for two of those years. But now I kind of took my foot off the gas, and I'm like, I had a tough conversation with myself this week. And so I'm going myself through my own program and lesson by lesson, and I'm going to rebuild my photography business in 2023 alongside all the new competition. And I'm going to be able to like truly be back in it and give you guys more advice as I go through that. Right. So I'm going to be putting my own strategies into play. All that to say, it's going to take extra work in the front end, but I would literally think, okay, where are my people shopping? Where is she at? How can I literally get, where are they registering for baby showers? Where are these people looking for the newborn photographers? What's the step before that? What's the step after that? How can I like get in front of these people? So you will be able to crack the code. Also, if any of you guys are like, you guys have ideas, please let Courtney know. You can go follow her on Instagram and talk there. Feel free, Courtney, to drop, actually all of you guys, drop y'all's Instagram handles in the chat and you guys go and follow each other. Okay. And like have these conversations, offer advice, because I know you guys can put your heads together too. I'm not the know-all be-all here. Okay. So with your pricing, so because you haven't had the leads to come in yet, I don't even know if the prices we set for you are going to convert, right? We don't have that feedback. And so I think for now, I would leave it alone and let's try and first get the leads in before you go crank up those prices, because I need you to experiment first, right? Because we set those prices for a reason. You know, we, on your coaching call, we dug deep into that and we both felt confident about what we set. I know realistically you're going to need more, but my idea for you would be to upsell on the back end if you are getting those lower sessions.